Our next speaker, Terry Manolo, would you come up if you're here? And Victor, why don't you come up and take a seat at the table? Theodora Manolis received her B.S. in pharmacy from Arnold and Marie Schwartz College of Pharmacy and Allied Health Sciences in 98, and her doctorate of pharmacy degree from St. John's University in 2001. She's a member of the Rho Chi Beta Theta chapter and a New York and New Jersey registered pharmacist. Theodora, who I always call Terry, has been practicing as a New York licensed retail pharmacist for 6 years at Ermat Pharmacy. She's involved with maintaining and continuing customer communications, filling scripts, and overseeing the daily functioning of the pharmacy, and what she omitted from a bio, and also speaking when we asked Victor to please give a talk. Terry also, turning the page, deals with many of the questions regarding low-dose naltrexone from new patients, prescribers, and people seeking alternatives to current or conventional drug therapies. Microphone is yours. I'm going to introduce Victor.
I'd like to thank Dr. Gluck and Dr. Bihari for inviting Ermat Pharmacy to the first annual LDN naltrexone conference. I'd like to talk a little bit about what we do in the pharmacy. Ermat Pharmacy started compounding low-dose naltrexone back in 1994, and this was for HIV patients originally. We are primarily a retail independent pharmacy, with naltrexone being our primary compounded medication. The overwhelming demand and request for LDN has made it the main focus of our pharmacy compounding. Victor Falla, which is the principal compounding pharmacist, and Ann Perando is our pharmacy intern at Ermat, and they do the bulk of the low-dose pharmacy naltrexone compounding. Currently, Ermat is in the process of building a state-of-the-art compounding laboratory, and we will be using that to compound medications, of course, low-dose naltrexone being one of those. We also are concerned with the quality of our low-dose naltrexone, so we have actually sent arbitrary batches of low-dose naltrexone, 4.5 milligrams, and various other strengths to a laboratory in the Midwest for analysis. Tests yielded consistent, predictable, accurate, and reliable results between the submitted batches. We also have offered to donate LDN and placebo abroad for study to be conducted in Mali, and we are going to do the same for a double-blind crossover trial to be conducted with low-dose naltrexone 3 milligrams for MS patients in the United Kingdom. In compounding, we use a variety of fillers, including Avicel, Acylbacillus, calcium carbonate, and lactose, unless the patient has a lactose allergy or is lactose intolerant. In the past, Ermat has dispensed LDN with a lactose filler, and we later switched to calcium carbonate and Avicel, and per Dr. Bihari's request for his patients, we later switched back to lactose. For Europe, we use calcium carbonate per their request. We feel that one filler isn't superior to another. Furthermore, we feel that we shouldn't be placed in the position to judge which filler is better. We feel that's best left to the clinician. However, if a patient feels that their LDN isn't working, we'll offer to change the filler. And in addition, we'll review their drug regimen for any changes that may have occurred prior to or during the initiation of low-dose naltrexone, and we'll check for drug interactions. Ask questions from patients include drug interactions and side effects. So I'm going to briefly touch on those. I'm including some information on naltrexone. This, of course, is based on the 50 milligram tablet, so it's going to be extrapolated to the low dose strengths. Naltrexone is subject to first pass metabolism. The major metabolite of naltrexone is 6-beta-naltrexol, and the activity of naltrexone is due to both the parent compound and 6-beta naltrexol metabolite. The mean elimination half-lives of naltrexol and beta naltrexol are 4 hours and 13 hours respectively. LDN stimulates the immune system, and therefore it should be should not be combined with drugs that suppress it. For example, methotrexate, steroids, beta interferon such as Avonex, azathioprine, meloxicam, or any other immunosuppression agents. LDN is a pure opiate antagonist and will attenuate or reversibly block the analgesic effect of opioids, and therefore opioid-like drugs such as morphine, hydromorphone, or oxycodone drugs or combinations containing that particular drug should be discontinued prior to initiating LDN. I've read anywhere from 2 weeks prior. Side effects when initiating LDN may include transient insomnia, a temporary increase in multiple sclerosis MS symptoms lasting no more from 7 to 10 days. These may include spasm, fatigue, tremor, pain, tiredness, vivid dreams. Patients should be canceled to take LDN primarily at night, at bedtime, anytime between 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. in the morning. Compounded LDN is stable for 6 months. Various reports from the liquid. Initially, we have gotten a report that was 14 days. We further researched that, and we've gotten 30 days. Also, it can be refrigerated up to 60 days. So basically, we go with 30 days now refrigerated. Our MAC compounds LDN for animals, cancer, HIV, AIDS patients, MS patients, fibromyalgia, and chronic fatigue syndromes. We actually have patients that do take LDN for alopecia, which is something I've never heard of before. We ship LDN to patients worldwide, the West Indies, Russia, the United Kingdom, Asia, Mexico, Ireland, and Scotland. We fill approximately 500 LDN scripts a month. Remember, we're not primarily a compounding pharmacy. We're a retail pharmacy first. And over a six-month period, 67% of those prescriptions are for 4.5 milligrams, 20% are for 3 milligrams, and 4% are for the LDN 1 milligram per ml syrup. Thank you.
Thank you, Terry.